herald the news of his majesty. Jesus left heaven above. Born in a manger in Bethlehem, he came to reveal his love. Shepherds attended the King of Kings, leaving their flocks that night. Wise men traveled from distant land to gaze on the glorious sight. And oh, how the angels sang, peace and good tidings on earth. Oh, how their message rang, telling the news of his birth, telling the news of his birth, of his birth. Herald the news of his majesty, Jesus left heaven above. Born in a manger in Bethlehem, he came to reveal his love. Herald the news of his majesty. Our Savior and Messiah and Redeemer revealed his love. Jesus left heaven above. When
God decided to create man, he immediately knew there would be a problem. He knew man would sin and be eternally separated from him. So even before he laid the foundation of the world, God foreordained his eternal Son to hang on a cross between himself and mankind to mediate a plan of redemption. This is why the Son of God came down to earth and became the Son of Man. And this is why we take time every year to remember the birth of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, and the King of Glory.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child with the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. But there was no room for them in the inn.
Weary travelers walking the road to Bethlehem that day. Mary and Joseph weary and worn, no place for them to stay. No room, no room for them there. Oh, what a time of lonely despair. Travelers walking the road to Bethlehem. Have you room for weary ones, said Joseph that day. But the hopeless answer came back, just a manger of hay. No room, no room for them there. Oh, what a time of lonely despair. Weary travelers walking the road to Bethlehem.
Weary travelers walking.
Travelers walking the road to Bethlehem.
To Bethlehem.
To Bethlehem. That
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And Joseph called his name Jesus.
Thus was he born in lowly manger of hay. Thus was he born, the Father's love to display. Thus was he born, the man of Galilee. Born, salvation's promise to bring. The Savior, my Jehovah, was born in Bethlehem. Will he come as Savior and Christ?
to display. The Savior, my Jehovah, was born in Bethlehem. Thus was he born, my Jesus, my Savior, my Redeemer.
Shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
While the shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around.
Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you and all mankind. To the earth be peace, goodwill henceforth from man to man begin and never cease, begin and never cease.
The Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Herald the news of His Majesty. Jesus left heaven above. Hark, the herald angels sing, Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful all ye nations rise,
join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, Glory to the newborn.
Certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay,
in fields where they lay keeping their sheep,
on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Angels we have heard on high,
sweetly singing o'er the plains,
and the mountains in reply
echo back their joyous strains.
And oh, how the angels sang peace and good tidings on earth. Oh, how the message rang, telling the news of his birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
This was an ordinary human birth, but the newborn baby was no ordinary person. There was something very different about him, and his arrival brought something very different to the world. This person was fully human, but he was also fully God. This was Emmanuel. This was God with us. This was God come in human flesh. This was truly different than anything the world had ever seen before.
What's in the air that makes it different tonight? Stars in the sky are shining ever so bright. Over this place there shines a holy light. What's in the air that makes it different tonight? Shepherds on the hillside hear the angels sing. Glory to God, oh hail the newborn King. I know there's something different. Tonight is not the same. I can tell there's something different. I know there's something different. Hope for
sky, look down where he lay. Lord Jesus, asleep on the
Christ. birth, of course, was just the beginning. It would be followed by 33 years of living, leading to one day of suffering, bleeding, and dying. Suffering to bear our sins, bleeding to pay the price of our redemption, and dying to conquer death for us. For in dying, Jesus would rise again and give us the promise of life that would be guaranteed for eternity. So the Bible says, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for us all. Will you trust him? Simply trust him, and eternal life can be yours. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly does his Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Simply trusting, hear him call, simply trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting him while life shall last, trusting him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Simply trusting, hear him call, simply trusting Jesus, that is all. Simply trusting Jesus, that is all.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What will you do? Will you believe and be saved? Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
Seen him, Jesus Christ the Lord, what will you do with his love? Will you receive him, Christ the living Word, the Savior sent from above? He died for you. Calvary, his precious blood he shed, but the grave could not contain him. He rose up from the dead. Now that you've seen him, Jesus Christ the Lord, what will you do with his love?
reject him. Come to him this hour. Be saved with life from above. He died for you on Calvary. His precious blood he shed. But the grave could not contain him. He rose up from the dead. Now that you've seen him, Jesus Christ the Lord, what will you do with his love?
God and man are so different that they are like two parallel lines going off into infinity and never able to intersect. You see, God is holy. He is by nature absolutely sacred. And isolated from everything that would be contrary to that nature. God is righteous. He always does the right thing. God is glorious. He is full of honor and dignity and splendor. God is perfect. He has no deficiencies. God is pure. He is morally and ethically flawless. God is immutable. He never changes. God is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. God is omniscient. He knows everything. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And he is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Man is just the opposite of all of those things. Man is unholy, profusely blemished by nature. Man is unrighteous, prone to do wrong. Man has fallen short of the glory of God, which is the very definition of sin. Man is imperfect, full of flaws, and totally dishonorable. He is impure, morally destitute. He is unstable, constantly changing. He is finite, limited to time. Foolish, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Weak, and thus vulnerable. And material, thus limited in space to one place. Everything that God is, man is not. And thus the two can never be together. The scripture says, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?" The scripture says of God, "Thou art purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity." And again it says, "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight." And then we have this. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of God, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. On December 25, 2013 years ago, and yes, I do believe December 25 is the right date, this person came to earth to bring God and men together. Jesus, who is the eternal Son of God, who sat upon the throne of glory, whose glory Isaiah himself saw and recorded in Isaiah chapter 6. Behold, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. That was none other than the eternal Son of God and all the glory of the Godhead sitting upon the throne. This person, the eternal, glorious Son of God, took on him human nature and became a man. Jesus is the only person in all of the universe, in all of existence, that is both God and man. And thus, Jesus is the only one who could ever bring God and men together. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 thus explains to us this wonderful truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. A mediator is one who intervenes between two in order to bring the two together, to restore peace or to make peace. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 11 and through 15, we are given an explanation of how Jesus Christ became the mediator and what he did as the mediator between God and men. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, and by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place. Do you see that? Once. It only took one time for Jesus to do this. It doesn't have to be done over and over and over again. There are no sacrifices that we have to make for ourselves. In one moment of time, what Jesus Christ did was all that needs to be done to bring God and men together. In that moment of time, he shed his blood. And by that blood, it says here at the end of the verse, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Jesus obtained eternal redemption for us. In one moment of time, what Jesus Christ did was all that needs to be done to satisfy God the Father with regard to our sin. We looked at a description of God in all of his holiness and glory and grandeur, in his perfection and purity, And then we saw the picture of man and everything that is the opposite of that. Everything that would prevent man from having any fellowship with God. Everything that separates man from God for eternity. But in one moment of time, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood and satisfied God the Father with regard to all of that. And now no longer are there two parallel lines that shall never meet. There is a cross that brought us together. Verse 14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living and true God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Christmas has become such a controversial issue in our days. Men debate whether or not it is appropriate to recognize the birth of Christ in the public arena. Those that make a feeble attempt at continuing to observe Christmas in either a secular or pseudo-religious manner like to talk about peace on earth, and unfortunately, too many don't understand the peace on earth that was intended by the message of the angels when they declared that to the shepherds. The peace of Christmas is not good feelings men should have toward each other as we tolerate our differences. The peace of Christmas is the coming of the mediator, the one and only person who could make peace between God and man. Men are sinners. That's a fact. We are all sinners. And it doesn't matter what particular sins you have committed or I have committed. For it's not just the fact that we have committed sins that is the problem. The problem is that by our very nature, we are intrinsically sinners. But Jesus took care of that. For he took all of our sins in his body and bore them on the cross. He suffered all of our suffering. He paid all our price with his blood. And he died all our dying, so that we might have peace with God. The peace of Christmas is the coming of the mediator who would make it possible for unholy men to have peace with a holy God. And only Jesus Christ could do this. We can never do it for ourselves. No other man could do it for us. There is no angelic being that could intervene. It could only be the God-man, Jesus Christ. And this is exactly what he did. Have you trusted Jesus Christ for salvation for yourself? Do you have peace with God? This is our invitation to you to receive the gift of salvation that God has so richly provided through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus coming to earth that we celebrate and recognize is only the beginning of his mission here on earth. The mission was accomplished on the cross, in the empty tomb, and in his ascension to heaven. And salvation and peace with God is available to each and every one of us who will believe that what Jesus Christ did for us is all that needs to be done. And God the Father is satisfied by that. And we trust it. And we receive him as our Savior. We invite you to believe today. We invite you to receive the Savior now. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. I ask you, do you have peace with God? Jesus Christ is the one who can give you that. He is the only one who can give you that. And if you will believe that, and you will trust that, and you will acknowledge that to God the Father, and you will declare to him that you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, he will give you eternal peace. Will you receive Christ now? It only takes a simple declaration to God the Father. You can just say to him something like this: Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus bore my sin on the cross. I believe that Jesus satisfied you with his blood. I believe that Jesus arose from the dead and conquered death for me, and I receive Christ as my Savior. That's all it takes. Pray that prayer. Trust in Christ, and you will have, in this moment, peace with God. If you've prayed that prayer just now, we would invite you to come and tell us about that as we conclude this service. Heavenly Father, thank you for what Jesus Christ did for us. Thank you that he came. And thank you that in coming, he bore our sin for us. He suffered all our suffering. He paid our price of redemption with his blood. He died all our dying. And he rose again to give us eternal life. Lord, if there's someone here this day who does not have peace with you, work in their heart. May your grace bring them to salvation in this moment of time. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.